Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, August 16th, 2023. I'm Tom Merritt. U.S.-based Intel will not acquire Israel's chipmaker Tower Semiconductor after the two companies failed to receive approval or disapproval for the merger in China in time for a Tuesday deadline. China's State Administration for Market Regulation usually approves mergers, but recently has denied, or in this case failed to rule, on chip-related mergers involving U.S. companies. For example, U.S.-based Qualcomm failed to receive Chinese approval to acquire European chipmaker NXP in 2018, and last year, DuPont gave up on an attempt to acquire electronics materials maker Rogers. However, a non-chip-related deal between U.S.-based Microsoft and Activision Blizzard did receive Chinese approval. Bloomberg sources say Foxconn has begun making the iPhone 15 in India. The Indian plants will deliver models just a few weeks after factories in China, which are also making the iPhones. This is a significant speed up. Previously, Indian plants lagged by several months. Pegatron and Wistron will also make iPhones in India. Bloomberg estimates Apple produces about 7% of its iPhones in India now. Google added to its search generative experience, which uses its large language models to enhance responses to search queries. You can now hover over some words to see definitions or related images. Responses to questions about coding will color code segments with syntax highlights. And in the Google app and Chrome, some web pages can be accompanied by a list of key points with links to the parts of the article referenced. The feature will not work for articles behind a paywall, though. The search generative experience is available as an experiment in Google's Search Labs. Local news broadcast about Apple moving the end call button in the beta of iOS 17 may need to air an update. As it's a beta, things keep changing. And Apple's latest version of the iOS 17 beta moved the end call button again from the end of the second row to the middle. In iOS 16, the end call button is below the two rows of call options. China's Tencent reported its fastest profit rise since 2021, indicating it is seeing some benefits from a round of cost cutting, though analysts had expected an even bigger rise. Tencent has a large gaming business, which suffered from a months-long freeze by Chinese authorities on approval of new games, so the lifting of that freeze helped. Tencent owns WeChat, the everything app used for almost everything in China. OpenAI wrote a blog post Tuesday about its own use of GPT-4 for content moderation. The company believes GPT-4-powered content moderation can be more consistent and adapt to policy changes faster, while also not putting humans at mental risk. OpenAI believes it can reduce, not eliminate, the need for people in some parts of moderation, letting the humans still check for machine biases and handle more complex edge cases. Some TweetDeck users have started to be prompted to pay for X Premium in order to continue to use the product, which is, by the way, changing its name from TweetDeck to X Pro. X announced on July 3rd that it would make X Pro a subscriber-only feature. Amazon Prime members will now have to pay more to get Amazon's full music service. Starting September 19th, the price of Amazon Music Unlimited will go from $8.99 a month to $9.99 a month for Prime users. The non-Prime member price will stay at $10.99 a month. The family plan price will also go up for Prime users by a dollar. And finally, scientists at the University of California, Berkeley, have analyzed the brain activity of 29 patients who heard the Pink Floyd song Another Brick in the Wall, Part 1, while undergoing brain surgery. They took activity recorded from the superior temporal gyrus in the auditory cortex and then ran it through some customized algorithms, which were able to reconstruct an approximation of the song, including partial vocals. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.